This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Spoil your loved ones this Father's Day at Chemist Warehouse with big brand fragrances at the lowest prices. Shop in store or online today.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Keep 11 together.
Still a record up there.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Can you believe it?
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime. Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Sunshine back in Australia's best city, world's best city, in fact. And we feel good about ourselves. Because Hump Day Quiz, can't believe you. Bill puts it up the top of the running order, so we can't get rid of it. Jay-Z is going to be joining us.
Oh, where is he?
Online. So we'll be ringing through.
Right.
And then Jack Viney, second half, some beautiful feedback with Rosie Walton. I like this show that we've got coming up. Hello to you, Fat Man.
G'day, Jimmy Boy. You're spot on. 15.4 degrees, if you don't mind, in Melbourne, Victoria. Tomorrow, 14.6, moderate rain, Jim.
No.
At 4 minutes past the hour of 4 o'clock, Anthony William Brown. It's great to see you, but great to see Rosemary Walton. G'day, Rose.
What are we giving away, please, Rubsy?
Oh, of course, we have the best prizes in radio around the world for you.
Come on, Rabs.
Thought it only fair to bring in Rabs today.
Where is he?
Absent.
What's happened to Rabs?
Absent.
Not feeling at his best?
No.
All right, well, we wish him our best.
He did get on it at Kiton. He had a crack Kiton, and I don't think he can back up, to be honest.
No, well, I think that's half of his
two pots.
But,
okay, so he had a crack.
Yeah, he's not drinking. Hosey, what about a little rappy?
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour. Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog. It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Jay-Z coming up after the quiz, Jim, but a couple of big hamstring injuries.
I know.
Tom Liberatore.
Bill, these are big players.
They are. Very important players. Mm. Libba's had an outstanding year. Averages 24.7 disposals, Jim.
But also the extractor, which allows Bont to go to work, and McRae and all the rest of them. So he's hugely important.
So that's a big out. And then Nat Fyfe is a big out.
Dual Brownlow medalist.
Both. At training.
I know. That's amazing.
It is. That'll be interesting.
Because you
game.
Know what happened? Nat did his first, or the announcement came out
That's
first.
That's right, yes.
And when it did, I thought, ooh, that just might swing things the dog's way a little.
Especially with some rain.
That's it. And then as soon as I heard about Libra, I went, now it might just have cancelled each other out.
Equal Liberalism.
Oh, my God.
Brody Grundy, there'll be some news about him.
Write that down, yes.
He's not going to Port Adelaide anymore, do you?
No, righto. No.
There's only two teams available.
Right.
Where else would you rather go, Collingwood or Geelong?
Well, that's a very hard question to answer.
Well, he's not Melbourne. Going to
if
Collingwood.
If you go to Collingwood, it'd be which Melbourne. Is already out.
Yeah, that's right.
So Melbourne and Geelong.
Melbourne and Geelong.
Yeah, I think I'd be going to Melbourne.
Whitney wrote down Collingwood. It's Melbourne. And we might talk about the Essendon coach. I'm hearing something.
Are
Jimmy
you?
Boy,
well, go on, tell me. Oh, this is with Jay-Z.
Yeah, right. But Mark Williams, are you hearing that?
Oh, choco. I would love to see him back in the fold. Love that man.
Exactly. Oh, what about the LIV Golf, Jim? Cameron Smith.
Well, you heard it first.
Oh, you did. You had that.
Cameron Smith, Mark Leishman, gone.
So Smith, current number two in the world. This is the biggest fish.
Reigning British Open champion.
Exactly. Biggest fish for Greg Norman. He's very happy with that. Gee, they're getting a nice little stable together.
They just?
Johnson, Kepa.
Brooks Koepka, yes.
That's it. Get it right.
Yep.
DeChambeau.
Bryson DeChambeau.
So they're going well
there. No, Bill, that is a big, big signing. And I like how he's done it, Cam Smith. He's just waited to the end of the season tournament's done.
Yes.
And all the money from the PGA Tour's been handed out.
Cleared.
And then basically, hose the week later, have some of that.
Has it been cleared? That's an interesting point. You get the check.
Cash. Yes. Check.
He'll go
cash.
He'll go into the bank and it'll bounce because they're saying stuff here if you're going to go across there. 100 mil. Jim?
Yes, sign-on fee.
140 mil Australian.
Our money, yeah.
Not bad.
That's big.
And the first tournament for LIV takes place this weekend in Boston.
Boston.
So he'll line up for that, I assume?
Yep.
How much do you reckon they're playing for in Boston for the LIV tournament?
Oh, my goodness. Well, the winner will take 4.5 mil, won't he? I think that's
35 million up for grabs. Million,
I think the winner's winner wins nearly five.
Yeah. But he said it wasn't all about the money.
although there was a fair bit of
money. Smithy. But he did like the schedule because he can spend more time down in Australia.
Yeah, they don't play anywhere near as much.
Yeah, so that's good.
No, Bill, hard to be critical of anyone saying yes to that offer.
How much leash get?
Well, they don't. Everyone's got a different fee to sign on.
It better be all right.
Oh, he's a six-time, I think, PGA Tour winner, so absolutely.
He'll buy Warrnambool.
Now, Bill, are we getting on to the cricket?
You can get on to the cricket.
Well, what about that for a command performance from the Aussies?
Well, they
nowhere near our best side out, by the way.
Bowled out Zimbabwe. Yep. This is the second one day for 96.
Got them in a minute.
They did.
The game was over by 110.
14.4 overs, Jim. 14.4 overs.
That's a very one-sided encounter, that one.
So they win the series there. Zampa and Stark got 3 wickets each.
We'd like to see Aaron Finch making some runs with the World Cup coming up.
We'd love to see Finches because we're going to Colac next week.
We love him.
And we'll have a chat to him.
With a big tournament coming up, we just like this third game. We'd like to see him run himself into a bit of form.
Exactly. He was out for one. Davey Warner made 13. Steve Smith, he's going all right.
Yes.
Seeing him okay. Well, 47 not out.
And Maxie as well. So they've got some players in form.
But that is
just need Finces to join them.
Nice win, that one.
Yep.
And we've also got some news about the Little Master playing up in Northern Territory, Jim. What about this? Have you heard this?
No.
Well, this is Matty Stokes, former Geelong player.
Stoker.
Superstar. We love Stokesy. Yes. And he's got an announcement about a new player that's going to play for the Palmerston Magpies up there in Darwin.
Matt Stokes here. Can't wait to get home and play for the Palmy Army again. Looking forward to it. And as a special treat, I'm bringing a friend with me.
Thanks, Matty. Really looking forward to the opportunity of playing with you again and getting up there and being part of the Palmy Army. I've got a bit of work to do, but I know we'll have lots of fun out there and we hope to see you there.
Gary Ablett Jr.
I can't believe that.
Going to play.
It's amazing.
So they're going up there. He's going to play a game November 18 against St. Mary's.
Right.
They're the premiers,
they're the
of course. Yeah.
The big club up there, yep.
Official function for 10 people at 2,000 a head. And then there's a further
10 folks. People. That sounds like one of your functions.
Oh, well, 2,000 a head, yeah. And then another function for $100 a head. But he's going to play, which is fantastic. All money donated to the charity called Active Faith, which, of course, these boys involved with.
Yep.
So that is good. The whole family are going up there to the Northern Territory to play for the Palmerston Magpies.
Like it.
That is good, isn't it? Do you like that?
I do. Is that the end of the rappy?
You had enough or were you still going?
I think Ho's had enough about 5 minutes ago.
It's a nice rappy.
We are going to just take a little break and then...
The quiz!
Oh, already? Oh, no, God. Surely not.
Fats quiz.
You normally put your best foot forward, don't you, on a show?
Delay it another break, surely.
No.
No.
Up next?
No.
Yes.
No.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I shouldn't have said anything.
No, you shouldn't have.
And my mouth opened and stuff come out.
This is the Rush Hour on Triple M with Billy Brownison and James Brayshaw.
I don't think I've ever been that formally announced.
Exactly.
I can't help it. I'm a Catholic lady from a Catholic ladies' college.
Like you went to a Catholic school.
Mm-hmm. Can't you tell?
No. Ladies' college is the bit
she
I like.
Did not.
I don't care about
faithful companions of Jesus. We were
which denomination? Yeah. I'm more worried about the ladies' college bit.
Just to ride the bikes through the Paris.
Now,
well, we had some nun stories, but none of them are for on air.
No. The Hump Day Quiz.
Yes, Jimmy Boy.
Coming up. Middle of the week, of course.
Well, it's the best quiz on radio on a Wednesday at 4:14.
What is the prize looking like,
it is
please, host?
Excellent, because we've had Red Gum Packs
yes,
for a long time. They're down in Red Hill. Get Dad a Red Gum Barbecue meat subscription for Father's Day. Yep. It's a trip to the Southern Barbecue Belt straight to Dad's door. Go to redgumbarbecue.com.au. But it's an ultimate 24 hours of barbecue for you and three barbecue-loving besties.
Yep.
It's a Pitmaster Masterclass for four people at Red Gum in Red Hill, plus everyone takes home a barbecue starter kit. Prize value, 1,400.
A Pitmaster Masterclass.
Exactly, for
how
four
good is that?
At Red Gum in Red Hill.
All right.
1,400, Jim.
So 133.53 is the number if you want to be a part of this quiz. You've got to be up. You've got to be sounding like you really want to be in it.
And it's now, a bit of a foodie quiz.
Got to know your meat.
Yes.
All right, but this is what happened last week.
What happened last week?
I don't know.
What's Shaq's catch cry for points pet? It's... Good. Shaq and
that's
easy.
Going well.
It's something.
Just the old first question, flattener.
That was a good start, Fat. Good start, Fat. Well done, Fat.
So here we go. 133.53. Ring us now. Be excited.
Yes.
Hump Day Quiz. Up. Best prizes on radio.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, we tend to be nice and humble about the ratings here at Triple M. My God, Bill!
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
All right.
Here we go, Jimmy boy.
Best prizes on radio.
$1,400 worth thanks to Red Gum, Red Hill, a Pitmaster Masterclass for four people. Wow-wee.
Well done.
And Jakey boy's there. G'day, Jake.
G'day. G'day, Bill. How you going?
Where are you, Jake?
I'm in Newbury at the moment, but I'm heading home to Yallour North.
Oh, good. And what do you do?
So I work for a company. We hire apprentices, so trade apprentices.
Yeah, right. That's a bit boring.
Bill.
Oh, mate. But we're talking cooking, and you love slow cooking, Jakey boy.
Love it.
What's your best?
The best? I'd have to say ribs, mate.
Ooh.
Ribs.
Yum.
Beautiful.
And then we got Bryce-let. Okay, Bryce.
How you going, boys? All right.
Well, the Bryce-let.
Are you a barbecue fan?
I am a barbecue fan, fellas, yeah.
What do you got?
Like a bit of cooking.
What do you do?
A bit of pork, a bit of ribs, I've tried brisket, but I could do with some tips. I'll give you that much.
Well, we got the Pitmaster Masterclass.
Yes, coming up.
Exactly. If you can win this quiz, you're a chip in your barrack for Collingwood.
The Mighty Pies, mate. We've got you covered on the weekend, Bill.
You reckon?
Yep.
You're better than that, Brycey.
Yeah, come
on. I can hear you're actually aspirationally better than that.
So here we go, Jimmy.
All right, come
on. Five questions. First one to three normally wins.
Jakey and the bracelet.
And you're the judge.
So
we got Jakey boy and we got Bryce. And here we go. Away.
Yes.
Spell barbecue.
Right.
BBQ. Bracelet.
B-A-R-B-E-Q-U-E.
Yes.
No.
It's your quiz.
Oh, I know. Sorry. Jake? Jake,
I knew someone would do that.
Yes.
I didn't think it'd be Bill.
Jake?
Yeah, mate.
How are you spelling it?
Barbecue.
Yes.
BBQ.
A shortened version. How are you spelling it, Hose?
B-A-R-B-E-C. U-E.
Not the Q, it's no, C-U-E. No, C-U-E. Bryce-let, dopey.
Come on, all right. Again, off to a flat start.
Where is this chef from?
Lingers me home, diddy who.
Jake.
Yes, Jakey boy.
He's from Sweden.
Yeah. Keep it going. What else does he say?
What?
Lingers me home.
Have, ready? Sing along, Jake.
Oh, that's a bit old for me, mate.
What? All right, there's...
The Swedish meatballs.
All right, thank you, Jake. All right, so Jake won, Bryce, yet to hit the scoreboard.
If you put a tomahawk on the barbecue, what are you cooking?
Jake.
Steak.
Oh, yes, Jake.
Oh, I didn't call me name.
A steak.
Steak? Bryce, shut up.
All right, so
you yelled out the answer.
Yeah, the answer. Come on, Bryce-let.
We need something, Bryce-let.
Come on, Brycey.
Righto, we've had a few cooking ones, so we might just do a bit of AFLW. Who's on top of the ladder in the AFLW?
Bryce.
Yes, Bryce?
Is it the Pies?
I'll just give you a clip.
Oh,
Jesus. Those was quick, and we're trying to keep Bryce in.
Yeah, yeah.
Magnificent club just
what
north
did he say
of
that?
Our fine city.
Bryce?
Brycey?
What's that?
So I said it's a magnificent club just north of our fine city.
Jim,
It's not North Melbourne, is it?
Hang on.
Yeah.
There we go, Jim.
Come on, Brycey.
Here we go.
2-1.
How many events are contested in a decathlon?
Jake.
Oh, yes. Jake. Jake.
10.
Oh!
Jake's gone bang,
Jim. It's not a quiz. It's a bloody shame.
It is.
Jake's just walked it in.
Bryce was given the answers, not yelling out his name. So well done, Jakey. You have won this, Hosemary.
It's fantastic. It's the ultimate 24 hours of barbecue for you and three barbecue-loving besties, a Pitmaster Masterclass for four people at Red Gum Hill in Red Hill, plus everyone takes home a barbecue starter kit. Prices value at $1,400 because it's Father's Day. So remember that. Get Dad a Red Gum barbecue meat subscription for Father's Day. It's a trip to the Southern Barbecue Belt straight to Dad's door. Redgumbarbecue.com.au.
Hey, good, Jake.
Brycey.
Fantastic. Thanks a lot, mate. Guys.
I couldn't even cheat to get you involved in it, Brycey.
Absolute shocker, Jim.
You had a nightmare.
And
I've had a mare.
So that's good. You know what that is, Jim? He's a Collingwood supporter, so that'll happen Saturday as well. Yep. So you've had a bad couple of days, Brycelet.
Yep. Hey, Jakey, well done, mate. Enjoy that.
Thanks, guys. Thanks a lot.
See you, mate. Does Bryce get something?
I feel sorry for him.
Didn't get something.
I'm going to send him to the Red Hot Summer Tour. Seeing Paul Kelly, Bernard Fanning, Missy Higgins, and more. It's in the Mornington Racecourse, Saturday, January 14. Tickets at Ticketmaster. There you go, Bryce.
Nice. Yeah, enjoy that, Brycey. Good for you, man.
Well done. Good work. Well done, boys. Another good quiz.
Your mob on Saturday twilight.
And 4:35 at MCG, sold out. Another tick for the quiz.
No, that wasn't a great one. Was it?
Contestants.
JB and Billy. He can't say no. South Africa without putting on that voice.
Diplomatic. Yemenity.
Yemenity.
Let's talk some footy.
If it's happening in footy.
Jeepers, have the headlines been coming thick and fast?
This man will be all over it.
Let's get Jay-Z in.
All right.
And talk footy.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
He's going to try and get back out there.
It's Jay-Z Clark.
Well, we tried to get him back out there.
Yeah.
The problem was he's just had to cover.
He's gone
playing
back.
Cover at the moment.
He's gone back in there.
He has. Where do we find you, Jay-Z Clark?
Currently at home, it's fair to say a few things happening on the home front, JB and Bill. So I miss and Rosie, so I miss you today, but nice to talk to you as usual on a Wednesday regardless. Certainly plenty happening with the finals just around the corner. This is one of the best weeks of the season, and the trade time just starting to cook and bubble and froth nicely.
What about the two hammies? They're big, big players, very important players that are out for their teams.
Oh, massive. I mean, Tommy Liberatore, he could win the Bulldogs best and fairest, you know, ahead of that huge clash against Fremantle. Bill, he's been the heart and soul. And interestingly, did his hamstring, you know, at training. So in the week off, which is meant to sort of help refresh and prime the players and sort of get them back out there, that's when he's done his twanger. So I think for a Bulldogs team who are clear outsiders in this one anyway, he's probably just about the one bloke that they'd least afford to lose. Yeah. So disappointing news for Luke Beveridge. And then at the other end, Nat Fyfe, I mean, he, for one of the absolute superstars of the game, I mean, this has become quite worrying, hasn't it? And I think even Ross Lyon admitted this in one of the Sunday Rub calls, you know, these continued sort of soft tissue issues. He's had the shoulders before that. Now a fresh hamstring setback on the eve of the finals. They would love to have him forward with Rory Lobb, etc. So they've both lost one, the Dockers and the Bulldogs. I think the big test in that one is how that defence, I think it's the 12th rated defence in the competition, how that's going to stop or keep Fremantle to under sort of 12 goals on Saturday night is their big test, because as a back half, it's been average all season, boys.
Almost hard to believe you utter this sentence, given how good a footballer Nate Fyfe has been over the journey. Yeah. But I think Liberatore is actually a bigger loss, because Fyfe's hardly played.
He's missed
a heap of footy this year, and Freo have done really well covering for him. Whereas Liberatore, for me, Jay-Z, is so important at the coalface. To free up the Bontempellis, McCrays, etc., to go to work on the outside. Anyway, huge outs, both of them. Essendon coach.
Yeah, so this is the process is really starting to ramp up. We know Rob Walls, Josh Marnie, Jordan Lewis, the three, really trying to lead this. I've heard over the past 48 hours, things are really starting to fire up there. But all eyes will be on Ross Lyon tonight when he speaks on Footy Classified. You think the first question asked to him will be, has Essendon reached out? Have they made contact? Do they want you to be part of the process? And as of about lunchtime today, that call had not been put through from Essendon to Ross Lyon. So you think, I mean, when you hear Lee Matthews say, look, he would just be an exceptional, next senior coach for Essendon. Well, that's a voice you really respect, don't you? But they would have to twist his arm, as we know, and as he said 1,000 times, what is he, 56? He's done it for 20 years. He's taken two clubs to two grand finals. Is that what he's enjoying life with the Triple M team?
He is.
And, of course, Channel 9. So they'd have to twist his arm, and that's not happening at this stage. So you think the longer this goes on, if there's any chance to try and get him, I think they sort of have to go all out for him. And at this point, that hasn't happened. So the ripple effect of this, of course, is that Essendon at the moment have a huge amount of salary cap room, so more than $1 million. And they have their target fixed on several players. Cam Zerha at North Melbourne is one. Mm-hmm. Willy Rioli, that precious small forward at West Coast, is another. But how, Jim, and Jim, you would know this, how do you sell a case? How do you make your case to a prospective player, a recruiting target, if they can't come and meet the senior coach, if they can't come and talk about the role?
Nope. Don't know who the CEO is going to be. I mean, as you know, Jay-Z, you're selling the club as much to the manager and the parents as you are to the player often.
Yeah.
And the manager's going to be sitting there saying, well, who's coaching him?
Yeah, that's right. Number one question.
Yeah, I'm not going to saddle him up to someone I don't like or trust. So it's a huge concern for me for the Bombers. I know they're in so many ways big and they have been a destination for people to go to, but I'm with you. If you can't tell them who's going to be coaching them, then it's going to be a tougher sell. No doubt about that.
No, I agree, Jim. And I think that another big development on the Essendon front looms because Dyson Heppel is weighing up interest from Gold Coast, as it seems. I mean, he's over at the moment, I think, overseas in Europe with some teammates. There's a group of them getting together over there. When he gets back, he'll decide his future. We know the Suns are interested. Even the skipper wants to know who the senior coach is. So I don't think there's a rush on that decision. The Suns are interested that have him as a leader in the back half. But if he does stay at Essendon, I can't see a situation where he is captain next year. So they need a new coach. They need a CEO. They need a new football director. I think they need a new skipper as well. But who is best placed to take over? Because
Mark Williams.
Oh, you're talking skipper. Coach now.
Yeah. No, coach. Sorry, coach.
You think he's a chance, Bill?
Yeah. Yes, I forgot to mention him when you're
Choco.
Talking
well, yeah. I love him, by the way.
Well, he might be the man footy club to bloke,
and he'd go about it a different way, and maybe that'd be a good thing.
Might be
Sam
good.
Draper, you talk about captain. He's only a young man playing his 30-odd game, but I like what he brings.
He's got some aggression, a real strut about him. I know when he goes into the nightclubs, they all sort of follow in behind him, Jim. So, that's not a bad sign.
Big Drape, I'm telling you, he's it's a heavy load he brings, Jay-Z. A tiny little pipsqueak like you, if Big Drape was in charge, you would happily file in behind him.
I just jump out of their way. That's all I do, Jim, whenever they're coming for me. But Zach Merritt is the other vice captain. You know, he was dumped from their leadership group only 2 years ago. So is he a natural fit as skipper? You know, I'm not sure about that. It's just another big decision that faces this football club.
All right, give me just time. We've got a song we're at, too.
Let's go to a song.
Song here, Jay-Z. I want to know about Connor McKenna, Tim Taranto,
Brody
Luke Jackson,
Grundy.
Todd Goldstein, Dusty Martin. My goodness, we've got some stuff to get through.
Well, we'll get through it.
All right, well, song first.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Straighten up over there. We can't have that representing our station.
Jay Clark, Triple M footy newsbreaker.
In hose, he is. He is. Brad Hill, let's start there.
Very interesting. I don't think he's super happy at St Kilda. So while he still has 3 years remaining on that deal at about $800,000, $850,000 a year, I think if a club really, really wanted him, he could change teams and join a fourth club next year. There's some issues around where he got some feedback about him being overpaid internally. You know, his contract price was a bit of an issue. And then there was that game where he got into a bit of an argument with Paddy Ryder at the pub, and then he missed the following week. And I don't think that the club was wrapped with that. So there has been a bit of disgruntlement or disenchantment throughout the season regarding Brad Hill. And if he is to remain at St Kilda, I think they've got to patch up a few things.
Righto, let's go through these. There's plenty here. Brody Grundy down to two clubs. Port Adelaide are out.
Yeah, he's quite clearly wanting to go to a team in Victoria who remains in the premiership hunt. So I think Melbourne are currently just ahead of Geelong. The Cats still very keen. They've got Segler and Stanley on their books for next year, but they'd love to have Brody Grundy. Max Gawn's a big fan of the recruitment of Brody Grundy if they can get him to Melbourne. But as we've said several times, Collingwood going to have to chip in about $300,000 of his salary. Yeah. And the policy is quite clear from Graham Wright, who was formerly at Hawthorn. He's been clear on this. He doesn't want to spend $1 million on a ruckman. You know, their whole list strategy has been around getting a half-price ruckman, more of a, you know, not an A-grader or a superstar, but, you know, someone who can just do a role, and then the money goes. Cameron.
Lloyd Meek.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Lord
yes.
Meek. Lloyd Meek. Keep an eye on in that space. Very good second tier ruckman. Yes. Hey, tell us, Luke Jackson. Speaking of Freo, how do they get him? What does that deal look like?
Yeah, still expected to head to Fremantle. And I don't know if you remember the Jake Lever deal, Jim, from a couple of years ago. So that was two first-round picks to Adelaide for Jake Lever with a second-round pick back. Now, I think I'm not sure they're getting the second-round pick back, but I think the negotiations around this Luke Jackson deal will start and center around two first-round draft picks. Now, the benchmark for this was Adam Treloar. When he went to Collingwood, they gave up two pick sevens. Now, I think that's probably a bit high because you'll know that Melbourne finishing top of the ladder, that means they've got two later first-round picks. So they'll be the ones that the Demons that could secure that deal. So he goes to Fremantle and Melbourne get the two first-round picks coming from the Dockers.
One day are they going to find two first-round picks? But anyway, Tim Taranto and Jacob Hopper.
Yes, so Tim Taranto leaning towards Richmond, we feel like at this stage, and a decision might be expected next week. So Richmond and Collingwood are the two clubs. The Tigers in the box seat at this stage. Probably just one first-round draft pick is the deal for Tim Taranto. Jacob Hopper, GWS, I think, are a little keener to keep. He remains contracted and is a free agent next year. We know Geelong have been keen on Jacob Hopper for years. He's a Ballarat product, so a lot of water to flow under the bridge there. But GWS seemingly less keen to let Jacob Hopper go. There'd be a bit more to play out on that one, Bill.
Todd Goldstein?
Toddle.
At this stage, expected to stay after meeting with Alistair Clarkson throughout the week. There hasn't been a huge amount of interest. We know Geelong sort of considered or flirted with the idea of getting Todd Goldstein. But at this stage, with Clarko coming on board, more expected to stay rather than leave the veteran.
Blake Acres?
Carlton are very keen. So he's been lowballed by the Dockers. They've offered him really low money, you know, $250,000, $300,000. So he's weighing up some interest for the Blues. They want some support and some, another mature age body on the wing. They feel like that is a bit of a void for them. So he's a targeted recruit and not going to cost them a lot too. So that would further bolster that Carlton midfield, which is already pretty strong.
Connor McKenna, to be sure.
There's the two clubs in the lead. He's a Geelong and Brisbane. So he's the most Geelong recruit of all time, Bill, isn't he? They just pluck him out.
They've got two Irish boys down there and he's good friends with James Kelly.
Ideal. He can play on a back flank or even a forward flank. He showed some interest in wanting to play forward. But Brisbane is the club who has been into Connor McKenna for about 4 or 5, 6 years. Dom Ambrosio, the list manager, has been keeping close tabs. So I think this will be a two-way race between Brisbane and Geelong.
The other one is Dusty. Does he play tomorrow night? He's up there at the Gabba. He's with the team, but hasn't played for 8 or 9 weeks. Yeah.
Flown up, lock him in, he'll take his place. I think before the game, he might have a little bit of a fitness test, but everyone at Richmond saying that the superstar Norm Smith medalist will play, expect him to play largely forward. Now, he's caused Brisbane huge dramas in the past playing forward, so expect him to hit the scoreboard in that massive final tomorrow night, Bill.
All right, compensation North Melbourne's a big topic.
Yes, so I think it's more likely to be an end of first round pick than an early pick. I don't think they'll be getting a top five priority pick, Jim. So it's more, you know, maybe a pick at the end of that first round and some extra list spots. That was afforded to Gold Coast. That was the concession that was afforded to Carlton as well. So whether then Clarko uses those two extra list spots for some extra sort of mature age talent or even state league top ups would help give the club more depth, which is something they've really lacked.
No, I've got no argument with that. There should never be compensation within the first 18 picks of a draft.
No,
they should be sacrosanct. And then if you're going to help a club do it, like Raoul and Anderson going to the Gold Coast was, in my view, a disgrace.
Yes, exactly.
And should never, ever happen again. No, got nothing against those two individuals, by the way, because they were just part of something they had no control over.
Yeah.
But from an AFL point of view, Jay-Z, that should never happen again.
No, I tend to agree. And that's where the end of first round pick, I think, is a more subtle assistance package. And as I said, some more lift spots, I think, is something they're talking to the AFL about, Jim.
All right, so Smokey, Dead Set Legends.
Yeah, you got more Smokey for us as you leave us?
A Smokey in the trade period. I think Darcy Parrish is a really interesting one to watch. So he's a free agent next year, fellas. I don't think that'll be a re-signing that'll happen early in the season. I wouldn't be surprised if clubs come for Darcy Parrish as a free agent next year.
Man, wow, weak. Dead set legends.
Yes. Thanks for having me, boys.
Oh, boy, not going to tease us forward to anything that's coming up Saturday, JZ?
10 to 12 on Saturday? Who you got?
Sorry. It's a big finals wrap-up.
In other words, Onion hasn't booked anyone yet as guests.
No, we're not sure.
Well done, mate.
Thanks, team.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh. Yeah,
we talked about him yesterday.
We did. How was that come all about?
Not too late, Bill. No. Wednesday, of course. Father's Day is Sunday. I keep saying this. Shop in-store or online. Home delivery, click and collect. And by the way, the home delivery, 3 hour
can't believe
to your
it.
Door.
How good is that?
Actually extraordinary.
So no jocks, no socks. We're talking fragrance.
Fragrance,
here.
Yes.
At Chemist Warehouse, it's the real house of fragrance this Father's Day. Wow.
I bought the Tiffany's from the one in
just here,
Clarendon Street. Yeah. And for a start, the price was unbelievable.
Cheap.
But the choice is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It's about a 3 metre by 2 metre cabinet. Of fragrance.
There's a lot
it's
there.
It's Bill. It's ridiculous.
The one in Elsternwick that I go to, they had to build a whole extra room.
Yeah, to get the fragrances in. No, they are nuts. And the prices, as you said yesterday, are half price or better.
That's right. Spot on.
So if you're looking for something for Dad, go no further than Chemist Warehouse Fragrance, and you've got lots of time to still get it done.
Get it done. Be good to your dad.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
This is the gift that keeps giving.
How many bins do you have at home, recycled bins?
Well, we've got four. We've got two of the tiny little bloody green ones that are full because they only pick them up every second week, which annoys me.
Yeah.
And then you've got the bigger blue recycling and then the green topped one you put your grass clippings in.
Oh, so there are three bins in Melbourne at the minute, Jim. Okay. Guess what's going to happen?
What's happening?
Coming to a curb near you.
Mm-hmm.
Another bin.
What?
There's going to be four bins,
what
Jimmy
sort
boy.
Of bin?
Well, let me tell you, because I follow Daniel Andrews, and he's just put this up, coming soon, Victoria's new recycling bins, Jim. So you have the yellow one, which is paper and plastics.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the purple one.
Yes.
Damo pops there. And that's glass, okay? Just glass.
How big is that one?
That's a big one.
Oh, good.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You two need it for your wine.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. The purple's glass.
So
country listeners, this has been happening there for a long time.
Yeah, is it?
Like Port Fairy and places like that.
So this is just the city.
This we're
is the
just
city.
Catching on.
We're catching on.
So purple is glass. Then
Hosel
the red
need
one.
A big purple one.
Yeah, she needs them.
Two.
The
soak. The red one is household waste.
Yes.
Mm.
And then there's a green one. Organic.
Oh, Bill. My God. Is that the joke, Mins?
No.
We've gone all that way to just get that line there.
Should see how many are at my house.
Yeah, but no. No, exactly.
It's tiny one.
You've never actually found one.
Organics, Jim.
Empty.
<Yes.
laughs>
So what's organics?
That's your green stuff.
So, clippings and things.
Or when you go and you peel your veggies in the kitchen and your leftover scraps.
Do
you do peel my veggies, yes.
Do you put the scraps in the organic?
I've got a little...
Right, so
Bokashi
you're
bin or whatever you call
that's
it.
Good.
Yeah, I'm responsible.
I don't do that.
You take the lids off the wine bottles, you too?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
You have to put them in the red bin.
Yes, Jim.
And the glass one in the yellow or purple.
So
one.
You're going to have four bins in Melbourne now. So you've got the yellow, the purple, the red and the green.
I haven't got room.
No.
It's like the Wiggles, isn't it?
It is.
Bouncing around.
I need another bigger green one.
Badly. Organic.
Six people, Bill. Yeah, you're meant to fit enough stuff out of your bin. For 14-day pickup, it's ridiculous.
Well, I don't know, Jim. I'm on my own, so I don't throw
them
out.
You don't use any.
Oh, no.
Hang on. What did you say to me today? You don't even know where your bins are.
Well, in my new house, I've never seen them. I just take them out to the actual bin out the front. I don't know where my bins
are. Someone else's bin?
No, well, it's the council bin. It's on the road there, Jim.
You just use like someone else's bin.
Well, I haven't got a lot of rubbish, to be honest, Jim. I'm eating out.
A man known as Bins Brownless uses someone else's bin.
So this is good because I like bins, and we've got four now. Love that, Jim.
He does.
Hose, you've got some feedback second hour?
I might.
I want it to be good.
Yes.
For Hose. Who?
Bill.
Oh, well, we'll see.
Yeah.
Look at her.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Champions League, Real Madrid. They have won their 14th time the Champions League.
Nice second half on the way. Some good feedback coming from Rosie. And then Jack Viney joins us ahead of a massive final Friday night against the Sydney Swans.
Oh, Nick Dacos got a sore back. I'm just reading here.
Hello, Bill's suddenly sitting up straight.
Geelong Collingwood there. Sold out crowd. Big, big crowd. Mm. What about Melbourne's, Sydney's record against Melbourne? They've won 10 very of the good. Last 12.
Yes, very good it is.
It's unbelievable, Jim. And 7 out of 8 at the MCG.
Yep.
So that is interesting. And, of course, we'll have the team shortly. Well, not shortly, but for tomorrow night's game.
Yes, we will, yeah.
Who wins that?
Ooh, that's tight to me, that is, especially if Dusty plays.
So, you all right?
I'm almost starting Richmond, almost.
Dusty's 80%. Do you play him?
Yep.
You do?
You do.
Righto. Aussie watch over there in the US Open, Jimmy boy. Raf Nadal dropped the opening set of his US Open campaign to Aussie wildcard Rinky Hikata.
Rinky.
Rinky.
Rinky. Have a listen.
Game. Look at that. With an ease.
Hijikata.
The 21-year-old Australian, Rinky Hijikata, grabs the first set from Rafa Nadal.
Hijikata.
That's well ridiculous.
Done. Yeah, good on you, Rinky. That is fantastic. Yeah, that is. He got beaten, of course, but that was good. He grabbed the first set there.
Yep.
James Duckworth defeated fellow Aussie Christopher O'Connell, Jim, in four sets.
Yes.
The win gave James $168,000. And he said, my fiance just texted me after the match and said, well done, you've paid for the wedding.
Oh, there we are.
There you go. That's beautiful. Nice. And my man, Alcatraz, Jim, he won through to the second round. Yes. We're keeping an eye on him. He is a genuine star there.
Yes.
Paddy Mills, a superstar, of course, is coming back to Australia, or this is highly anticipated, Jim. Coming back to Australia in September for the first time since leading the Boomers to their first medal win at the Tokyo 2020 Olympics. And Hose, what did they win at the Olympics?
Bronze.
So all of that was built up for Stormzy.
Stormzy, just to say...
Bronze.
He's going to do a
bit of an idiot.
On court action, Jim. Yes. Would be good with Paddy. Go down there. This is September 5th to the 21st. And then he's going to have a bit of speaking my language.
Mm-hmm.
Paddy in his own words. And he is a star. We love Paddy.
Do you ever wonder whether people who love our show and listen to it enjoy hearing things like
bronze
as much as we do?
No.
I hope they do.
And the Swedish chef. Do you reckon they like
all of that and Moscow and all the stuff that we just jam in? Do you reckon people like are sitting hemming at the... That's just funny.
Moscow.
What?
Your man in the taxi when he gets in there.
From the Quebec.
And he's Quebec.
And he's thinking, why are they suddenly playing the Swedish chef?
Oh, it tickles our fanty.
Yeah, no, thank you, Bill.
It does.
Yeah, no, it does. Is that the end of the rappy?
Yeah, I've run out of news.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's about a minute of news.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What you are is a bull artist.
What do I do here?
You're going to throw to yourself.
You've got your own sting, so you can hit that.
Okay.
Yes.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Feedback from Mary.
Yeah. It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With Aussie Supermole Rosie Walton.
Yes.
You threw to yourself.
She's got her own sting, so she can hit the button.
Tony Jones does that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rabs is away today, and there's been some conspiracies about why he's away. He's unwell, and we hope that he's back tomorrow and that he's okay.
Yes.
But it's his performance to do with the joke.
I know.
That people are concerned about. You can see the comments on Triple M Rush Hour.
Surely
he's just not doing the right button.
No, he isn't. Well, you're consistently doing the wrong button.
Somebody even wrote, his job will be on seek soon. I don't think so, but, you know. But, James... they've turned on you as well.
Good.
How?
Great.
Bundy Puppy. Old Sourpuss Jing. Is one
Jing,
comment.
Jing.
Luttrell Dave says, Jing really struggling with this segment. You are, aren't you?
I am. Because the jokes are poor.
No, they're not.
And the wrong song gets hit.
No, Jim, can you lighten up? Like, just get in the right frame.
I have, and Hose knows this, worked with some of the finest comedians this country's ever coughed up.
You have.
So I've heard
and
proper
you still
humor.
Are.
I understand humour when it's presented to me.
You still are,
the rubbish
James.
You roll with comes out of those things that you snap on Christmas Day. Keep going.
I'm not a comedian.
Crackers.
No, you're not. Well, thank you for the update.
Not a footballer? Not a broadcaster? What am I?
No,
well,
sure.
You're a good talker with Shaq is what you are.
Here's
some feedback from Instagram of Bill with Shaq. There's more videos to come as well, but at Dom Design wrote, two legends. Greg Dickens, 75, wrote, usually I would say you flog, but you did well on this one.
Oh.
At Chris Hergel says, Billy is the best with a love heart.
Oh.
S. Spiller wrote, the ultimate duo.
Fair dinkum.
Fair dinkum.
Batman and Robin. Oh,
TikTok. That's... It was one of our biggest TikTok videos to date.
Good.
Yesterday's video with Shaq. More to come.
Good.
Nice.
Ricky Nardella said, a member of one of the greatest sporting partnerships of all time, sitting down for a chat with Shaq. Isn't that nice?
Tim, how good's this? You won't like it because you can't smile.
Ben Ree wrote, nice of Billy to give Shaq a spot in his busy schedule.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I really wanted to wrap it up, but Shaq didn't want to.
No, he wanted to keep going.
Oh, really? Jacob Robertson on TikTok wrote, the duo we never knew we needed with a fire symbol.
Oh, yes. Oh, there might be something in this for me.
Well, and then at the end of it, after his long day and he wanted to go.
Yeah. I had to get a photo
with your son.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, no, I had to get
that would have made his day.
That was a deal.
Yeah.
Was it? Okay.
He loved it, Jim. He loved it.
The full chat is on the Triple M YouTube channel. It's going gangbusters as well. Matt, Billy, you a legend. I heard you like kittens. Ha, 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 ha. Which was your hard-hitting question of Shaq.
It was, yes.
Paul.
Lighten him up.
Love both of these blokes. Thomas Jordan, this is elite.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jim, you listening?
Forge, Pikey in the Last. Lol.
Jim.
Travis Hunter. There's a man that exudes greatness. Oh, and there's Shaq.
Jim, so are you hearing this through those headphones?
Do you understand what those people are doing?
No, they're not taking the piss.
Oh.
They are loving
it. You're taking what they're saying seriously.
I am.
Oh, yeah.
I am. Can you send them on to me? I might reply to them.
Oh, I don't know if you'd want to open that up.
Open it up, fat.
No, that'd be very dangerous.
What we need to discuss, not now, but soon.
What?
Is the new arranging arrangement outside.
No good.
Well, I haven't had a desk. I've been working here nearly 30 years.
No.
But you?
Not happy.
No.
It's called hot desking.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You've been following the G-O... D-Italia?
The D's are just about set to begin their premiership defence on Friday night.
There it is! Melbourne break the drought! 57 years in the waiting!
And this man will be crucial to their campaign.
The ruck body started this game in scintillating fashion, and that is a miracle goal.
Before Melbourne takes on Sydney, please welcome Jack Viney.
Oh, and he comes, the midfield hard man, and the only box you didn't tick last year, Jack, which was totally out of your control, is getting to play a final at the MCG in front of your adoring fans. You do that Friday night.
Yeah, no, really looking forward to kicking it off at the G against Sydney. Like you mentioned, we did some special things last year, JB, but it wasn't in front of a home crowd, and it was in front of our family and friends as well. So looking forward to kicking things off at the G and getting everyone along.
Been a funny old year for the D's. They're flying 10 and zip, and they're going to win by how far, Jim? Dropped a couple, now you're back in form. So is that how you've read it?
Yeah, no, we got off to a flying start, which was pleasing. I think there were, some people questioning, do they still want it? Yeah. All those kind of
hungry,
all that chatter starts. So it was pleasing to get off the start we did, but then we went through a bit of a rough patch in the middle of the year. But after that, I think having a few losses in a row, some clear solutions came up from that time, which we implemented. It's been a bit of a rocky start for the second half of the year, but I feel like particularly last month against some of the better competition, we've played reasonably well and feel like we've put ourselves in really good shape to jump into finals.
Two amazing things going for you. Firstly, the injury list is unbelievably good. Tom McDonald might be your only sort of real frontliner that you can't select. Well, you won't select, even though he has played a little bit of footy for Friday night. But the second thing is your reserves are undefeated. I think they're still undefeated.
They lost the last game.
So you've lost one game for the whole year. So your depth as well as your injury list is incredible.
Yeah, and that's something I'm really proud of being at the footy club is, not only is the AFL team performing strongly, but our AFL team has been even better form. So I think that just, really talk to the culture and the vibe at the football club at the moment is we're traveling pretty well. The depth really strong. Everyone's in strong form. Tommy Mack has pushed himself incredibly hard. He had a pretty serious injury, which, probably should have ruled him out for the year, but, his mindset and the rehabbing guys said, no, we're going to push hard for finals, and he got back on the weekend, and so he's put himself in the mix, which is exciting because he's an important player for us when he's up and going.
Some VFL minutes last week. Of course, Christian Salem, he's fit to play, so got to pick him, got to make a decision there. James Jordan underwent surgery for a foot, so he's about the only one, but good health. I tell you what else is the other tick in the box for the D's, that midfield. Mm. So you got Gorn, who's flying.
Number one ruckman in the comp.
Going all right. Oliver?
Goes all right.
In my view, the Brownlow medalist.
Petrarca?
The most damaging mid forward in the comp.
And then who else is in the middle?
Oh,
an old Hard
Angus, Angus Brayshaw was taking a spot
these days. Yes.
What's going on there? Because didn't play in the midfield. Then he signs this big contract, which he didn't tell us about.
Yeah.
And the very next day, he's in the midfield and playing well.
Yeah, I know. It must have been a clause in the contract.
Oh, yes,
get
exactly.
A few more midfield minutes and... You know, just being the team player I am, I said, no worries, I've got to play a bit more forward.
Yes.
But he's had a sensational year. No matter where we put him, wherever the team needs, he's stepped up all season. And, you know, I thought he was incredibly stiff not to get an All-Australian nod. But, looking forward to rolling out with those, you know, incredibly talented players on Friday night.
Speaking of that particular group of midfielders, they are big boys. Angus is 92, 93 kilos. Petrarca would be about the same.
Maybe more.
Clayton would be only just under that.
What are you?
They're big bodies.
I'm about 85, 86 kilos.
And the smallest.
And I'm the smallest. So yeah, probably a bit wider than those guys. But they got a few kegs on me. It's an impressive midfield. And, you know, we've got some young guys like, you know, Tommy Sparrow as well, who's really finding his feet in the midfield at the moment. It's exciting times for that midfield group.
Runs hard defensively, Tommy Sparrow, which just help the track out a touch because he can get a bit eyes forward.
Yeah, no, we have a couple of players that like the like a sniffer sniffer goal, bit of forward offensive play. But Tommy Sparrow is an incredibly honest player. When he gets in the midfield, he runs hard defensively, tackles hard, and also a great shot on goal as well, so yeah. I love seeing him have a shot. Yeah.
And our man, the Chompers, Harms.
Oh,
yeah, Harmsy. He's
can run with, can wing it. Where's he at? Where's his best footy play?
He's similar to Gussie in that he's extremely versatile. So we've got him on the wing at the moment. With JJ going down now, he's looking like playing a bit more time on the wing. Like I said, similar to Gussie. If we need someone up forward, he can go forward. If we need someone goes down the midfield, he can take some time in the midfield. So, another great asset to have in our team.
And Froffies May, going beautifully, of course. All Australian, we love that.
One time he is a Froffie.
Yeah, I know. We're all Froffies. But he's been labelled that. But he's had another great year. And, of course, Jackie Lever down there. But Harrison Petty, he's surprised me, to be honest. He's been outstanding.
You know, it doesn't surprise me that, you know, the off-season he had and the quality of talent he is, it's good to see him kind of shine through this season. Up-and-coming player, incredibly talented and has just put a power of work in to get to the form he is at the moment. So he's
good on him.
You know, a big asset to have for us.
Nuts
too.
When you see he's only 22. He feels like he's been playing for years.
Yeah, where's he come from?
And he looks like he's been playing for years.
He's an SA boy.
Righto.
I think he's from Woodner.
Woodner,
which is just kind of near Woodner. It's in the middle of nowhere.
Is it Woodner?
Is it Woodner?
Woodner.
Oh, Woodner.
Got a bottle of the Pepper Jack Shiraz in front of me here, Bill. We're going to get to that next. I have this very, very nice.
Do we enjoy a red, Bill, or are you just strictly beer?
Froffies. Me and Froffies May just sit there and we just have beers.
More with Jack Viney after this.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And we get some things wrong.
You get things wrong. Jack Viney, Premiership superstar from the Melbourne Footy Club, joining us on the Rush Hour. Now, tell us why we've got this superb bottle of Pepper Jack Shiraz, the number one Shiraz in Australia, in front of us here.
It's Father's Day coming up, and I do enjoy a drop of red. And I've been lucky enough to kind of partner up with Pepper Jack for Father's Day. It's just a shout out to anyone looking for a good Father's Day gift, Pepper Jack Shiraz. They do plenty of other wines, but I enjoy the Shiraz So yeah, you can't miss with a Shiraz.
Bestseller at the Cremorne Hotel, let me tell you, they love the pepper jack. It sells well there. From the Barossa, of course, yes. Jim. And number one Shiraz in Australia, as you said. So that is nice. I tell you what else you're teamed up with. You're going to have a busy Father's Day because you're also at Country Road, which is flying again.
It is. Remember, it used to be... retro brands have come back.
It
Absolutely.
Is flying, Country Road.
It's a great brand. The father-son rule in football does wonders around Father's Day.
Yes.
It was awesome to do a bit of a photo shoot with Country Road too with my daughter. A few generations of the Vineys there.
Vineys. Good time of year. Dad and yourself and Miller?
Yes, little Miller.
Yeah. No, it's a good – and you know what I like about Country Road, Jimmy boy? They've got the biggest size, so I can go in and get a shirt.
No, Bill. It's an iconic Australian brand. There's no doubt about that. Well, your old man was coming in to join us today. He's been ripped into a meeting.
Clarko's going working real hard, real early. So, they're both full of energy at the moment, getting stuck into their jobs at North Melbourne. Dad's really excited about teaming up with Clarko again. And obviously there's exciting times at North, so they're getting stuck into it, wasting no time.
I used to go to school with Jack's dad.
Did you?
Well, he was a bit older.
Over in Adelaide.
At Pembroke. And he was, at that stage on the satellite tennis tour.
Yeah.
But the tennis coach at Pembroke and the footy coach used to go head to head because the footy coach was desperate for him to play in the first day.
Yeah, and he was playing tennis.
And the tennis coach was sending him around to these tournaments. So he was a ripping footballer, your old. Hard, speaking about hard.
Well, I played against him, Jim, and I got him a couple
stupid
of times.
Stupid hard.
he was stupid hard.
Stupid hard.
And hard head, like the apples haven't fallen far. But he was a very good player.
Yeah, no, nuts.
The D's, they had a couple of good years back then, didn't they? Back in the good old days. Think, you remember, we'd had some good times there with the.
I think, he's part of. Robbie Flowers, their run to finals, they'd been quite poor through Robbie's career, but then Dad got there as a youngster and they started to play finals and
late '80s sort of timing.
And then Dad got to play in a grand final, which they got smashed in. He doesn't talk too much about that. they end up seeing a lot of success, and I think Dad told me he played in 23 or 26 finals, which really surprised me, considering I've played in barely any.
Yeah.
So to play in that many finals, they must have been pretty good. Have
you thought about ripping a headband on just once?
No. I've never thought about it. I've had a lot of offers, but I don't think I could bring myself to do it. And I'm sure Dad looks back on that time and shakes his head as well. He wouldn't let me.
Hey, Goody, how's he going? Of course, the premiership coach, just getting you ready for another assault.
Yeah, no, Goody's going well. He's in good form. This time of year, it's when everyone starts to, focus in, narrow down. So he's in game mode, finals mode. And, we're going to get the best out of him for a month of footy.
Well, speaking about that late 80s period, Bill, you would remember this better than anyone. The Hawks often didn't go that well home and away, did they? They just got to the finals and then suddenly, bang.
Grand final.
Yeah.
I reckon they were in every grand final.
Eight in a row or something.
In the 80s.
Yeah, they nearly were.
Nearly.
But a lot of those years, they were nowhere near the best home and away team.
That's true.
And then they got to September and just knew their way around it. And you get the feeling you blokes might have a bit of that in you.
Yeah, well, we try and play a certain way of football. And we know, we play that way because we think it stacks up in finals football. So we've been trying to build that for a long time. And then what we were able to do last year, I think, gives us a lot of confidence in our game style. So, hopefully we can replicate the same thing. It is difficult to perform for 23 rounds super consistently. But, when you've got, potentially a month and that's it, and then you're done. You do dig deep and you find other levels to get you going.
Are you a fan of the bye?
I am,
why?
I think having a week to just freshen up after a big slog of a season, you have a week to just freshen up. For example, it hurts us, but Tom Papley is an example. We didn't have the bye, he wouldn't be able to play. So
cool.
I think the best thing for the game is to get your best players out there and get them feeling as good as they can.
It's funny, the players like the week off, yeah, but us in the media don't.
I'd rather keep going.
Exactly. Yeah, so we've got to listen to the players.
I think, Bill, they're probably a more important listener.
Oh, well, I don't think we get much say. The players, we just do what we're told. But, I'm not complaining about the buy.
I know there's a fair bit of water to go under this bridge, Jackie boy, but imagine 100,000 at the MCG playing in a grand final that you win for Melbourne.
Oh, yeah. No, it'd be absolutely insane. You know, that was last year, as special as it was, it did feel like there was something missing. You know, not having our family there, having all of our fans there, not doing it at the G. So, it would be amazing. I know there's going to have to be a lot of, you know, hard work. We're coming up against teams we haven't beaten in the home and away season. So definitely got our work cut out for us, but, you know, plenty of motivation to try and do it.
Just
at the
one
G.
week at a time.
Exactly. That's your advice. The old just cliche. Take one,
tomorrow night, MCG, just win that one and then you move on. Have another week off.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is strange. But all the best, Jackie boy, and all the best with the Pepper Jack Shiraz, of course. You can have one of them maybe on a Saturday night after you win. And then you can go to Country Road on Sunday and get some nice clobber.
Yeah, absolutely.
Beautiful. Jeez, he's
the number one Shiraz in Australia, Bill.
I know that.
Don't drop the ball this Father's Day.
Well done.
Pepper Jack Shiraz. Jack Viney, good luck, mate. Huge month coming up for you and the D's.
Thank you very much for having me on, guys.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
This has been Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill for your Wednesday hump day. Hopefully Rabs is back tomorrow.
Well, Greg Swan is in tomorrow.
Swanee.
Always doesn't make
well done, host.
Thank you.
Swanee so, and his dog?
Bertie. No,
just Swanee.
Just Swanee.
Bertie's just not been seen for a while. Fags cracked him.
He did.
And Bertie's nowhere to be seen.
Naughty Bertie.
Now, Bill.
Yes, Jim.
There's a reason why Rabs isn't here.
Why?
Because of his disgraceful button pushing.
I love it.
Well, of course you do, because your jokes are subpar. Like they're not grandpa jokes.
No, they're not
even dad jokes. They're grandfather jokes.
Actually, they've been good.
No, they haven't.
And you, something wrong with you?
No, they haven't. They've actually been really poor. So what Hose does is she tends to hit the button I like a hell of a lot more than Rabbits, who only hits one button because something's wrong with him. So here we go with the joke.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
Here we go, Rose. You ready to go?
Ready to go. Okay.
She's ready.
I'm ready. Don't look at Cat's bum over there.
No, it's going to be good, isn't it, James?
Yeah, it is. Little Johnny, Jim.
She's gone to Johnny.
Tells his teacher he found a dead cat.
Right.
How did you know it was dead? Said the teacher. Because I pissed in its ear and it didn't move. You did what? You know, I went up to it, leant over it and went, psst, and it didn't move.
Oh, Hose. You cannot.
You got to go with that.
Be laughing.
Look at that.
What is wrong
I've never seen it laugh so much.
Did you even try and not laugh at that?
I did. I tried.
Sucked in, Jimmy. That's it. Say good joke.
I've had enough.
Who are you going to get next? Whitney.
Whitney. She's coming in.
She laughs at everything, though.
Or Maddie. I'm going to keep going until I find someone who can hit the right button.
Goffey.
Goffey.
Goffey. Oh, Dan.
No, Bill, I get it. I just don't understand what... It's whoever sits in that chair suddenly develops
Jim.
A syndrome.
Pissed in its ear.
Yeah, no, thank you, Bill.
And I didn't even sweat it. Well done, Anthony William.
Triple M's Rush Hour. Get your VB for Men grooming kit today for just $59.99 from Chemist Warehouse. The male grooming range that's made with beer. Go on, you've earned it. Triple M.